Man, I'm here to tell you that God is doing something, and I hope you have prepared yourself to receive what God has done. About 2 weeks ago on a Sunday night, I believe Tolu was over here. Did you like that? I got it right. Tolu was right over here, and we were trying to hook up the iPad on the thing, on the speaker. And the little circle was just a buffering. You know what buffering means? Buffering. The little circle was just a buffering. That means it's downloading, but the download was not complete. And in the midst of that, I walked over here and I said, "What's it doing? Buffering?" And she said, "Yeah, it's buffering. We're waiting on the signal. We're waiting on the connection." And there's a lot of us today are waiting for our connection. And 2 weeks ago, I told her, I don't know if you remember that, I said, I think I'm going to have to preach that word, buffering, waiting on the Lord. And 2 weeks ago, the Lord started stirring in my heart, and he says, "Yeah, I want you to preach that. Talk about buffering, waiting on the Lord." Or a revealing of who we are. Sometimes we just don't get it. We don't understand who we are. Do you know who you are? Do you know? Do we know that we are a child of the Most High God? Or do we just think we're just another human on this planet Earth, circling around the sun, circling in all the, and we're just one little piece of that little piece of mud that's just out there. I don't know about you, but my Father's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. His name is Jesus. We all know that we're made up of body, soul, and spirit. Do you know that? Let's take a closer look and see what this is all about. Listen to this, how Paul prays for the church, how Paul prays for the body of Christ. In 1 Thessalonians 5 and 23, the Bible says this, "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely." Say sanctify. Sanctify you completely. "And may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who called you is faithful." He'll also do it. The one who called you is faithful, and he will also do it. Jesus is willing to work with you. Jesus is willing to work with us. But many of us are not willing to work with the Lord. Many of us are not willing to do what he's called us to do. Are we buffering? Are we just sitting around making noise, going around in circles, like I always said about the hamster and the wheel, going boogity, boogity, boogity? Are we just circling around and we're waiting on God to do something when God's saying, "Wait a minute, I'm waiting on you to start doing something"? Amen. Are we working some things out in our lives? Well, of course we are. Philippians 2 and 12 talks about we got to work out our own salvation. Now, I did not put that in there, but that's just for your benefit to go find. We're trying to find, are we just trying to find our ways through life, or we're just trying to figure out what's going on? How do I fit in this big thing called life? Jesus loves you so much. He died so that you, say me, could have life. Now let's take a good look at this body, soul, and spirit stuff for a few seconds. I want to take a look at that. The body, it lets us experience life through our senses, our five senses. Anybody know what they are? Seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, and feeling. This is how we all have the opportunity to relate to the world around us through our senses. Our soul, the soul, is this life that we know. It lets us know who we are, our personhood, our individuality, our consciousness. Where are we? That's our soul. How do we relate to ourselves? You see, many times we don't have a, you know, the word says to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and to love your neighbor. Thank you. As you love yourself. You see, you've got to know who you are. You've got to know that Jesus didn't die for junk. He died for something worth dying for. Too many of us want to look at ourselves and say, "Well, I'm just not worthy." Well, that's not what Jesus said. That's not what God said. God said, "You're so worthy that I want to die for you so that you can have life." You see, the devil has lied to many of us and just told us that you're not worthy, you're not worth it. My father is the king. So that makes me worth it. He died so that I could have life. I don't know about that gets you excited, but it absolutely gets me excited. When I can come to the realization that the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Master of the universe has died so that, I'll just use my name, you can use yours, Tyrone could have life. Oh, right now I can have life. I'm not just existing. I'm not just breathing air on planet Earth. I live my life, and I'm encourage you to learn. Say learn. How to live for Jesus. When we learn how to live for Jesus, we mature and we grow. Then we understand ourselves of who we are. That's our soul. And then the next thing is the Spirit. The Spirit gives us access to God. Amen? It gives us the opportunity to have the Holy Spirit inside of us that we can live. The helper, if you will. He'll help you get through some situations. Have you ever cried out to the Lord? Have you ever had the helper, the Holy Spirit, come involved, come and be involved inside of your situation and speak to your heart and say, I got this for you, buddy. I can carry you through this if you'll allow me. You see, because sometimes we won't allow the Holy Spirit. We won't allow the helper to help us because we got it. Somewhere along the line, somebody told us, you got to do this on your own. You got to be a man or a woman. You got to do this. Be your own man. Be your own woman. I don't know about you, but I need Jesus. I need him every day of my life. Too many people trying to be independent from God, separating themselves and thinking, I got this. I feel sorry for you because you're struggling all alone. Jesus loves you. And he sent the Holy Spirit so that you can have help to get through this life, to get through it victoriously. Amen. The Bible says this, John chapter 4 and 24. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. See, this is how we relate to God. So the body is how we relate to the world. The soul is how we relate to ourselves. And the spirit is how we relate to God. How we function, how we get along. In other words, the body allows us to function in this world. The soul allows us to function with ourselves. And the spirit allows us to function with God. And too many of us are not plugged into. We don't live the balanced life. There comes a place of learning how to balance the three. Because we are body, soul, and spirit. Too many times people get religious and they say, oh, I'm just spiritual. You got to learn how to have a balance because you do have to live in this world. You don't have to be a part of this world, but you do have to live in it. Amen? Do you hear what I'm telling you? Sometimes people want to separate this stuff and try to, well, I'm spiritual. I'm here to tell you that we've got to learn to balance our lives and learn how to deal with life and walk in unison with God and with man. Amen? You know, we got to learn how to deal with your neighbors. You know why? Because we've got to communicate with them. We've got to work with them. We've got to reach out to them and let them know that they got a Jesus up there in heaven that loves them. I say this frequently around here. Aren't you glad that somebody introduced you to Jesus? Aren't you glad that you had the opportunity to say, thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul? Because I don't know about you, but I know where I was headed. Anybody know where you were headed? And then you gave your life to Christ, and now it's like, wow, a new lease, a new life, a new understanding. I am living and not just surviving, not just existing, but I'm living life to the fullest. I believe that God loves you so much, and I believe that each and every one of us here have opportunities where we hear the knocking of the Lord Jesus Christ on our heart, on our mind, and on our soul, body, soul, and spirit. And it's learning to balance all of this stuff and not just be, oh, caught up into one realm. Sad, sad situation. Everyone in this world is born into this world with a scarred soul. What? Well, Well, I'm just here to tell you, when sin entered the world, also came the sin nature. And in that sin nature, it scarred our soul. We have a flawed system inside of us that's been working, and the devil's trying to corrupt and take away your love and your joy and your mercy and your compassion. He's trying to take away. The devil's trying to take away. He's trying to increase your flawedness and let you focus on just where you didn't make it right. How many of you, if you don't raise your hand here, you're a liar. Watch this. How many of you made some mistakes? How many of you got some flaws? How many of you know that when we get ready to start doing things right, we learn to wait on the Lord? And the buffering's happening, and it's coming down each and every day. We got to learn how to balance. Watch this. Psalms chapter 51 and 5 says, "Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in my inward parts." Have you had the hunger and thirsting for God? Have you had a hunger and thirsting for righteousness? That's the truth, that God is in your inward parts. And in the hidden parts, "you will make known to me the wisdom." How many of you know that God wants to bless you? He wants to talk to you. He wants to bring you up out of the miry clay. He wants to set your feet upon the rock. He wants you to be blessed and encouraged. He says, "No, I wish that in one of the New Testament says, I want you to be blessed like your soul. I want you to be prosperous like your soul prospers." Oh my, too many times we just want to get the prospering here on earth, and we don't really care about our soul. Whew. Wow. I'm here to tell you, that's not wise. The Christian life is a journey. I believe that we all desire to do things right. How many of you just want to do the right thing? Okay, how about if I say it like this? How many of you want to do the wrong thing? Okay, that's what I figured. There's something inside of us that's calling out to each and every one of us. It's the Spirit of God that's inside of us. It's the Spirit of God that calls out, and it drives our soul. It drives our body to do the right thing. But too many of us get caught up in looking at the world. I call it the God factor. I call it the God vacuum. How many of you know we all have that vacuum that desires to do what's right? I used to do this all the time, and I love to do this to people. I have a cheerful personality. That's what I'm trying to say. I have a very cheerful personality, and many people often tell me, "How come you're always smiling?" I don't know if you've seen Dolly Parton this week. She said it was the Botox. I'm here to tell you, I don't have Botox. I don't have Botox. I have Jesus. And many times and numerous times throughout my life, people said, what is it that makes you happy? What is it that makes you joyful? And I love to just drop little bombs on them. I drop little bombs like this. Watch this. This is how I like to tease people. I'd say it's the God factor and walk off. You see, because I wasn't going to give them a chance to say, "Oh, you want one of those Jesus freaks, huh?" No, I wasn't going to even give them all that opportunity. I just dropped my, "Oh, it's a God factor," and walk off. And then it leaves them going like, "What? What?" And then they want to come back later on and say, wait. What do you mean by that God factor, you see? I call that fishing. I want to throw out the little bait and you can't have that. Because I want to make them want it. Because that's what Jesus did me. He made me want him. He made me desire him more than more. Each and every time I came into worship and praising God, I gave him glory and honor, and I could see him high and lifted up, and I said, "Oh my God, you're so beautiful. You're so wonderful. I just want to be here with you." Have you ever just had a great church service and you just didn't want to go home, anybody? You just was like, "Man, can we just stay here forever?" It doesn't work that way, because it's called balance. Say balance. Because we're body, soul, and spirit. And that's what the Lord wants us to know. You get what you can while you can, because you never know when you're going to need it. How many of you know you need something? You need what you need to get through each and every day. Amen? Amen. It's a God factor. It's a vacuum. Watch this. 1 Timothy 2 and 4 says it like this. "Who desires," this is God, "who desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth." Where does truth? Well, go back and find it. It's Jesus, it's truth. Too many people are playing games with truth today. We have so many lies in our life today, and we just absolutely accept these lies. They're always telling you that when you buy this, it's going to be wonderful. Your life will never be the same again. You've got to buy this for $19.95. But wait, that's not all. If you order today, you'll get another one just like it for free. Just pay separate shipping and handling. And too many of us are looking for that free, that magic thing, the magic wand, the magic dust. I was talking to somebody this morning, and I said, you know, it's not about a magic powder. It's not about the oil or the water. And yes, I do believe that God uses miraculous ways to communicate to us to get our attention. But don't get so caught up about the bush, because God could have used any bush, but he burnt in the bush with Moses on the mountain. When the bush was on fire, Moses said, I'm going to go see what this fire is all about. And he could have used any bush. So he could use anybody to do anything. Don't get caught up into just focusing on one thing. Because God is a miraculous, miracle-working God. And he can do whatever he wants to do whenever he wants to do it. I'm having ready for something right now. Come on, God, you see the folks that are ready for you right now. Lord, they came prepared to get something this morning. They didn't just come to have church. They didn't come just to sit here, Lord, and be entertained or just come into the place. Lord, they want something from you, from your throne, oh God, that you would invade, oh God, their privacy. Lord, and in their inner parts, their hunger and thirst after you would be on fire for you again. Restore to us, Lord, the joy of our salvation. In Jesus' name, can you say amen?
Amen.
He desires that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. Watch this, Micah 6. We don't have our plate down here right now. Micah 6 and 8 says, what does God want from you? He has showed you, say me. He has showed me, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of me? But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God. How many of you know that God loves you and he just wants you to be a part of and have the relationship with Jesus like you've never had before? There are so many Christians, there are so many church-going people that don't have a relationship with Jesus, that does not walk in the Spirit of God, that does not understand what God is doing in the world today. I'm just here to get my fire insurance policy stamped. Woohoo, I made it. Ethel, what we having for lunch? Oh, my. But many of us are still buffering. Many of us are still just buffering. We're going around and around. We have not made, we're waiting on our connection. We're waiting to connect with the Holy Spirit. We're waiting on what God wants to do. We're waiting to see what God wants to do in us, say in me. Lord, use me. Say, use me. I dare you. You're in trouble. We're all at different places. Tolu said this morning in prayer. We're all in different places. We all got different things going on. We all got different levels of understanding. We all, it says it like this on TV a long time ago, different strokes for different folks. Anybody ever remember that one? But God is working, say working, inside of me. Say you. Yeah, say me. We must come to the place of finding out who we are and then admitting who we are and then finding out what God wants to do. And sometimes he wants to change us. You know, I've heard people say this before. God wants to use you just like you are. Yeah, you've heard him say that before. That's right. He does. He wants you to get saved just like you are. But he don't want you to stay there. You hear me? He don't want you to just stay unchanged. He wants us to do like the butterfly and have a metamorphosis. He wants to change us from who we used to be into who he wants us to be. How many of you have been through some metamorphosis, some changes in your life, some things that you're not the same person you used to be? How many of you can say amen to that? You're not the same person you used to be because you know what? God's working inside of you. You're buffering, you're downloading. When you make that connection, when it happens, God can download His Holy Spirit, oh, afresh and anew when we're trusting in God, when we're walking and finding out what He has for us. In other words, because our souls are scarred, God is downloading a new program, if you will. He's downloading an upgrade. How many of you ready for an upgrade? Anybody ready for an upgrade? You know, sometimes we go through some things and we've been living life and it's just like same old, same old. How many of y'all been living the same old, same old? Don't raise your hand. I'll say it. Don't raise it. Have we been living the same old, doing the same? Here we go back to work. Here we go back to work. Here we go back to work every day. Getting to go to work. Make, and I understand you're supposed to go to work. I'm not putting that down. But I'm saying is on the journey. Say on the journey. Woo! Look out, because God wants to do something. Amen. He might want to talk to you if you got a long drive to work or if you got a short drive to work. Man, if you'll just start interceding for your friends and your neighbors and your parents and your brothers and your sisters and your kids, God wants to start giving us some insights, some download. Say download. He wants to give you a fresh understanding for today. Say today is the day that the Lord has made. Too many of us are living in the past. Well, I remember when. Oh, the Lord used to work in me. I used to prophesy. I used to speak in tongues. I used to lay hands on. Back when? Way back. Hey, how about today? Say today. Today is the day. Stir the Spirit of God up. Thank you. I needed that. Stir it up. Stir up your neighbor. Stir them up. I love to see Johnson and Tolu get around here, and they get stirring people, man. I mean, how many of you know them? How many of y'all know them? If you don't know them, you got to get to know them, because those are stirrers, and they don't stir up the stuff that stinks. They stir up the good stuff. Amen. Oh, there's a bunch of us in here stirs up the stuff that stinks. Oh, did you see what Joe and Joe did? No, let's start stirring up the Spirit of God within each and every one. Man, God wants to do something in your life. You see, that's what I'm talking about. The Holy Spirit. He wants to do a mighty work inside of you. Say, inside of me. Well, what causes buffering? A bad connection? A slow device? A bad connection? Do we have some bad connections? I'm here to tell you, some of us not connected at all to the internet, to the supplier. We're just buffering. We're just looking, searching for a signal. God, are you over here, God? Oh, are you over here, God? Oh, Jesus. Oh, it's Christmas time. Oh, some people love to just talk about all the what they should be doing as we're doing the wrong thing. I love it when people say, you know what they should do? Oh, my gosh. How about let you do it? How about let's just focus in on what you're responsible for? Say me. What are we responsible for? Quit looking around where people aren't doing what you think they should be doing. Oh, we got some fruit inspectors. I like to inspect your fruit. Let's see, what do you have? Do you have the gifts of the Holy Spirit? Do you talk in tongues? Do you pray? Do you do this? Well, how come you're done doing that? How come you do this? How come? Why? Oh, you should do. Oh, look at that freak. We get caught up in looking and pointing and trying to get around. Hey. I like that. Do it one more time. Hey. I see, it's about getting waking up. It's not about going to church and, well, I made it. Whew, I had a rough weekend, Dorothy. I made it all. Whoo, I hope they got that, play that song I like. Oh, shoot, they didn't play that one today. Doggone it. I was talking to somebody this morning. We're saying about how sometimes people don't hear the word of the Lord. Oh, they went to church. Well, that preacher just missed it today. How many know if you would have came prepared, he wouldn't have missed it? You see, because it ain't about what he said anyway. It's about what he said. And if you came prepared, whoo, baby, you walk into the presence of the Almighty God. And I have to tell you that there are many people that come and sit and walk out here just the same way they came in, not changed at all. But when you come in the doors and you bring the Holy Spirit with you and you come in and say, today's the day that the Lord has made, and today I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it, and I'm going to encourage her, you, Cherry, I'm going to encourage whoever has an ear to hear. Thank you. I'm going to encourage everybody. I just want to stir up the Lord's Spirit in this house today. Come on, Jesus. And that's when you get all of the judgers. Bunch of Jesus freaks. Don't come over here and hug on me, brother. I don't do that stuff. No, no, don't mess with me. No, I said don't touch me. In other words, when our spirit gets a breakthrough, we connect to the Holy Spirit. Listen to this. When our connection is flawed, it's flawed from the beginning of time. And sometimes our connection is flawed, but we've got to work on getting it completed. We got to work on the connection becoming complete. Or it will become disconnected. You see, because those scriptures say it like this, God gave them over to their depraved mind. God will give you, if the Lord tries, He tries, He's reaching out, He's doing everything He can to get our attention, to bring us into His arms. And if you don't want it, you keep rejecting it, walking away from it, say, I don't need that, I don't need you, Jesus. Then God says, okay, I'm giving you up to your depraved mind. And people, if you want to look that up, it's Romans 1:28. And you can find out that there's a whole lot of stuff that people can get caught up with. Again, listen to this. How many, watch this. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. I'm going to read this again. And this time I'm going to give a little bit of emphasis to a couple of words. Now, may the God of peace himself, the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. May he do it. May he do it to you. You see what the statement says? Sometimes we just skip over words when we're reading. What does it say? May. You see, will we allow God in? Paul's praying and he says, may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. And may, watch this, your whole spirit, soul, and body, not just part of it, not just a little bit, be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Watch this. He who has called you is faithful. How many of you know, you might sit back and say, oh, I can't do that. Yes, you can. You haven't tried because the devil has lied to you and said you can't. But if the Lord's called you, then he's also enabled you. If he's called you, he is faithful. If he's called you, he will also do it. But you got to be faithful as well. You got to get your connection. You got to work out your own salvation, the scripture says. In other words, when our spirit breaks through, we have a connection with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can now that we have the connection and the buffering is completed, now we can have a download of spiritual data. How many of you are ready for your spiritual data? And then you can start balancing out life. And you start balancing out the how to work, how to live in this body, and how to live with yourself, huh? How to live with yourself? Well, I just too many times we allow the devil or just ourselves to murmur and complain and think we can't do things because, well, you know, I don't have that ability. Well, if he didn't give you the ability to play the piano, and you really desire to, you can start practicing. And then if you're like somebody like me, I'm never going to practice. So I'm not going to play the piano. I hate to tell you. I mean, I'm just not that type of person. I'm not going to sit down and sit in here and go, let's see how this hand goes. And I don't have that. But some people do. And that's a good thing. That's why we are all different. We have different strengths and different weaknesses and different, we are a part of the body of Christ and we all play a different role and a different thing. If you can't play the piano, that's okay. Maybe you can play the drums. If you can't play the drums, maybe you can play the guitar. If you can't play the guitar, maybe you can play a tuba. If you can't play a tuba, maybe you can use a camera. Maybe if you don't use a camera, you can sweep a floor or cut the grass or turn on the air conditioners or whatever. Or maybe you can preach. Maybe you should be up here instead of me. I don't know. What? I'm just here to tell you, I do know where I'm supposed to be. That's why I'm standing right here. That's why I walked in here 38 years ago and I'm still here. Some people play games with God. In, out, over there, go to this church, go to that church. Right? What are they looking for? They're looking for fulfillment in themselves. They don't know who they are yet. They don't have a balance in life. Well, we'll just try this for a while. Let's just try this one. Oh, I don't like that preacher. I don't like that worship. I don't like that. Oh, they keep it cold in there. They keep it hot in there. They don't keep the grass cut. They don't. Again, prepare yourself. Because when you prepare yourself, you walk in the door. You're here to meet with Jesus, not with Pastor Tyrone. You're here to meet with Jesus, not with Sister Gloria. You're here to meet with Jesus. Say Jesus. We're here to meet with Jesus. What goes on otherwise is just fellowship. What goes on other than meeting with Jesus and getting your spiritual download and your buffering connected is just fellowship. And yeah, it's good. But don't get caught up into just wanting something for you when you're here for the Lord Jesus Christ. For you're here to do what God called us to do, worship Him in spirit and in truth. Say truth. Jesus, hang on, let me find out where I'm at. I got rambling there. All right, we get our spiritual download. Here we are. Now, the Holy Spirit can bring, now that we've got our connection, now that the buffering is connected, now we can get our revelation. We can get our revelation in our spirit man because we have a connection and the spirit man's on fire for God. Now that we have connected with the Holy Spirit, we can be empowered in our soul to do what we're called to do, to be who we're called to be. Now that we have had the Holy Spirit, now we got our buffering connected, we can begin the transformation from where we were into where we need to be. How many of you know God has a place for you? How many of you know God has a thing, a space, a plan for your life? And it's not to be where you are. It's to be where He wants us to be. Amen? How many of you ready to go? Come on, let's get up. Let's start going. Let's start doing what He's called us to do. I don't know how long people could just sit back and be comfortable. Well, let's go to church. We sit here. Hallelujah. Here comes the offering. Let me give them. I got $5. You got a dollar? Let's give them an offering. I wonder what they're doing with that money. I wonder. Who wrote the book of love? I said it's Jesus, huh? Who wrote the book of love? Jesus. The transformation in our body. Yeah, you don't know what goes on up there. It's scary. The Holy Spirit brings revelation for our spirit. He brings empowerment for our soul, and He brings transformation for our bodies. He wants to encourage you this morning, and He wants to stir you up and let you know that this is the day. Don't wait. Don't sit back. Don't go, I'm just not ready yet. I'm just not there. I just wished I could be there where you are, brother, but I'm not there yet. Then repent. Say repent. Say get over it and repent and start your journey because it's phenomenal. It is the best place you possibly could be. I don't understand why people are stagnant. I mean, it's like, oh my goodness, they're just like stagnant and they don't want to flow. Get in the flow of what God's doing. Jump in the river. The water's good. But some of us are like that fella that's at the pool of Bethesda. I have nobody to throw me in. I don't know about you, but I'd try to weeble. I'd be saying, hey, push me in. Kick me, push, some. He could talk. You could tell somebody, get me close to that thing over there. When the water's stirring, which I believe it is stirring. I believe that the water, I believe that the Holy Spirit is stirring in our world today. Do y'all agree with that? Do y'all think? Can you see God's work in our world? Do you know there's fires and earthquakes and famines? And man, have you read the scriptures? Do we know that the time is short? Do we know that the kingdom of God is at hand? Do you believe that? Then what are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? Well, I'm just waiting for the pastor to do something spiritual and get and you know, waiting for the Holy Spirit to come and start making me pray in tongues and waiting for to see healings happen and people falling. Then I'm going to jump in and say, hallelujah, the water is good. How about you start praying for folks? How about you start coming in on Sunday morning a little earlier? Oh, can't get up that much earlier on Sunday morning. Are you crazy? Okay. Then settle for where you're at. I'm not trying to tell you that what you got to do. I'm just going to tell you. I'm telling you when we start preparing, when we start getting ready, when we start putting into focus, when we start desiring God first, I better hurry up. Oh, I got plenty of time. Oh, I'm so used to being behind. We must have got finished early worship. All right. Well, I'm going to slow down then. John chapter 3 and 5 says this. Jesus answered, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Why? Because he's not connected. There's just buffering going on. There's just a waiting. Lord, I'm waiting on you. And yes, we are to wait on the Lord. But at the same time, how are we waiting? Are we just sitting back saying, Lord, do something? Lord, I'm waiting on you to do something. And the Lord says, I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on you to come. The Bible says it like this, draw close to God and he'll draw close to you. You see, he didn't say, I'm going to draw close to you, then you draw close to me. No, it says it just like that, and I believe it's for a reason. Draw close to God, and then he draws close to you. And just like that, too many of us are sitting back waiting for God to do something. Well, when I start seeing the miracles, when I start seeing stuff happen, then I'm going to start getting right with God because I know the end's coming. Ooh, and then I'm going to get ready. How about right now? How about right now? I don't know how many times that God spoke to me in my lifetime and said, right now, don't wait. This is the day that the Lord has made. You can wait like everybody else does, or you can say, this is the day. I'm no longer going to be satisfied with status quo. I'm no longer be satisfied with doing what everybody else does. I want to step and get closer to you, God. Today, Lord, I want it. I want fresh revelation. Lord, today, Lord, I want you to show me what I need to change in my life so that I can get closer to you. Lord, today, say today. I need to know you more. I need to know you more. Watch this. That which was born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Do we all battle stuff in our minds? Yeah. If you don't battle stuff in your minds, raise your hand. I just need to know. I'm just checking to make sure, you know, because sometimes, you know, we all battle stuff in our minds. Of course we do. The Bible says, watch this, Galatians 5 and 16. I say then, walk in the Spirit. I say then, walk in the Spirit and you shall not, say shall not, fulfill the lust of the flesh. Well, I just can't help it, brother. I was overcome. I was watching this movie and they got, and then I went and I just, whoo. I just couldn't help it. I fell into sin. I went over there and I was at the casino and I just had to do that. I was over at the, and I just had to, I was over at my brother's house and I just had, woo-wee, we just partied. It was all good. If you know me, you know I love to have fun. I enjoy having fun. But there comes a place of stupidity there comes a place where we need to realize that, come on, we're Christians. We're a child of the Most High God. We love Jesus. We should not be involved in the same things that the rest of the world's involved with. We should step up and start separating ourselves and say, hey, wait a minute. I'm a chosen child of God. I'm a chosen generation. I'm a royal priesthood. Who, you? Yeah, me. He called me. I don't know about you, but I know he's called me. Do you know he's called you this morning? Are you in the right house? Do you know that Jesus loves you? Then why are we waiting? What are we sitting back waiting for? Well, I'm just not there yet, brother. Okay, you know, too many times people are going to be on the back burner, and when the time comes and the doors open, and you know, there was five wise ones and five foolish ones, and the five foolish ones said they didn't have no oil because they were waiting. They were just saying, well, I'm not just there yet. I didn't bring my extra oil with me. I'm just not into Jesus that much. I'm just trying to survive. I'm just trying to get by. Oh, my goodness. We're called to hunger and thirst after righteousness. Oh, my goodness. Do we all suffer? Yeah, we all do. Well, those who walk in the Spirit, if I say then walk in the Spirit and you won't feel the lust of the flesh. The flesh lust against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. They are contrary to one another. So the things you do is the things you don't wish you wouldn't do. You ever been caught up in that? I mean, you ever do something that you wish, man, how the heck did I do that? I mean, you know what? There's a whoops, but then there's a put yourself in that environment so that you can slip. Have you ever seen people? No, don't raise your hand. Sometimes we put ourselves right in the middle of situations so that way, you know, I just slipped a little. Well, God wants to do something. He wants to. It's about maintaining our connection, not just connecting, but maintaining it each and every day. It's about knowing that to him who overcomes, say overcomes. It's to him who overcomes. Don't lose your connection. Once you get connected, once you see the little buffering circle stop and you're connected, don't lose it. Don't give it up. Don't say, well, stay connected. Look at your neighbor and say, stay connected. Uh-oh, they don't want to look at you and tell you that. Come on, look at them and say, come on, stay connected. Now look at yourself and say, stay connected, self. Don't lose your connection. God said this to Adam. Watch this. Where are you, Adam? Well, I hid myself because I was naked. Two members are running around naked. I'm here to tell you, put some clothes on. Find out where God is. Don't do like Adam and hide yourself in the bushes. How many of you know he knows where you're at? You think you're hiding. You're not hiding. He knows exactly. Adam, where you at? You ever play hide and seek with your kids? They're over there and they're hiding, you know, they're behind this little thing, half their body sticking out, and they're like, where are you at? I don't know. I'm hiding. Really? Too many of us are just playing with God. We're trying to hide. In other words, our body, soul, and spirit needs to come in alignment with God. We need a balance. We need to learn how to live life and not just exist on planet Earth. We need to learn that living and connected life, that when we get connected, it's the buffering stops. And if we stay in our buffering, we're disconnected. Refresh ourselves. You got to press the refresh button and start over. If you fell off the track, get back on. Amen. If you fell off a little bit, get back on. Because wherever you left God, that's where he is. You see, sometimes people got off the track and they're looking all around. Oh, where'd you go, Jesus? He's right where you left him. All you got to do is watch this. Repent means to turn around. There's Jesus right there. When you jumped off track, get back on track. You can try to stay off track, but you'll be miserable. You will be miserable. I just got all kind of problems. Here you go. When they're off track, their life consists of one problem after another problem after another problem, and no peace and no rest. And then they get angry and they get mad at everybody, and they even get mad at themselves. And then they say something like this: if I would have just had a couple of aces, I could have made that book. If I would have had this, then I could have. That, in case you don't know, we played cards with Jenny and it. It's called hand and foot. But if we say this at the end of every hand, you hear us say, if I'd have just got an ace, if I'd have just got this, then I would have won. And too many of us in our lives today are looking around saying, if I'd have just got a better job, if I'd have just got a better education, if I'd have just got a rich uncle to give me a million, if I'd have just won the lottery, if I'd have just, then I would. How many of you know it's not about the ifs, but it's about the thens? Go to Proverbs 2 one day and read Proverbs 2. I think it's 2, maybe 3. It talks about, it gives you 3 ifs and 3 thens. That's for another time. Proverbs. If and then. Excuse me. But when the buffering is completed, now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely in your whole soul, body, and mind. When the buffering is completed and we are aligned and balanced and we get in revelations from God, knowing that Jesus is our spirit, knowing that we are part of the soul, and knowing that our life is the body. It brings us to our story today. I'm ready to start preaching. Y'all ready? Say what? I'm ready to start now. Hallelujah. Have you ever heard the story about a man that wrestled with God? Oh, what's his name? Oh, you know his name. There's a man that wrestled with God. I'm going to have to say it's probably Mark and Tim and me. How many of you know you've wrestled with God? Anybody here not wrestled with God? There was a man in the Bible that wrestled with God. His name was Jacob. But in Jacob's situation, his name meant deceiver or trickster or conniver. And you know what? This is what, back then the names were very relevant because their names ended up being who their character was. And too many times we don't realize that our character, who we are in life, is who we are. How many of you know people that, I mean, you know a bunch of characters. They've got a lot of different characters in this world. Have you realized that there's different personalities and there's different traits, and everybody's got this character that they are? Huh. So who are you? Have you found yourself? Have you admitted to yourself who you are? Do you know your name? Well, Jacob kind of didn't know his name for quite a while because he was buffering, I'll say. But he was buffering until he wrestled with God. When he wrestled with God, God changed his name. He also changed his character. And there comes a place in our lives that we have to wrestle with God, and that we have to come to ourselves. We have to come to the understanding of, who am I? Am I a child of God, or am I a child of the world? Am I a child of God, or am I doing my own thing, which is not really your own thing, it's Satan's thing? You'll figure that out later. Watch this. Genesis chapter 32 and 24 says it like this. Then Jacob was left alone. How many times you come to yourself when you're all alone and there is nobody else to blame except for you? I did it. Have you done it? And a man wrestled with him until the break of day. A man wrestled with him until the break of day. Now, when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched his socket. When God did not prevail against him, when God did not prevail against him, God touched his socket and knocked it out of joint. You know the story, right? Now, when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched his socket. And inside, because sometimes in the midst of our life, we're trying to do things. We're trying to figure out life, and we're not letting God go. We're hanging on. And he's saying, and too many of us give up too soon. Jacob didn't give up. Too many times we give up because we're like, well, you know, I didn't make it. No, I'm not that good. I got a reason. I got an excuse. I'm cursed. I've got problems. I got this problem. My parents did this. My mom did that. My brother did this to me. We got all, how many of you got a few excuses? Just go ahead and raise your hand because you know you do. We got some excuses. Some of us got four or five of them. If you don't like that one, I got one stuffed in my wallet here. I can give it to you too. Another excuse. Jacob was left all alone. He couldn't blame anybody else. So the man, he wrestled with the man until the break of day. Now when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched his hip and the socket hip and it was out of joint. And he wrestled with him. Jacob did not give up, but he held on. Now, Genesis 32 and 26 says it like this. But he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. There comes a place that when you love Jesus with all your heart, mind, and soul, you know Jesus has a blessing for you. Can you say amen? And you know you're struggling and you're trying to figure things out in God, and you just hang on. Say hang on. Hang on and don't let go, because the Lord wants us to desire him. He wants us to hold on and don't let go. He wants us to know that to him who overcomes, to him I'm a gift. Unless you bless me, he's not going to give up. And he said to him, what is your name? He asked Jacob. The Spirit asked Jacob. The man asked Jacob, what is your name? So Jacob had to admit, my name is deceiver. My name is trickster. My name is... Now, in the midst of this day right now, that God is speaking to some hearts right now. And he's asking you, what is your name? Now, don't look around. Don't try to say what's there. Ooh, what, I know what his name is. No, you examine yourself. And you look to yourself and you say, now, what is my name? What is my character? Where am I in the presence of God? What is my name? Admit to yourself, repent, and make sure that you get things right. Because that's what Jacob did. He didn't let go. He said, what's your name? Jacob, I'm deceiver. He had to admit who he was. And he said, your name shall no longer be Jacob. You see, the Lord wants you to no longer be in the flesh, no longer be just buffering, no longer just be in a part of something that you don't know what part you're playing. He wants to give you a reason, a plan, a purpose. He wants you to write the vision and make it clear. He wants you to understand that he's got a plan for your life. Don't give up. Hang on. Get ready, because God's doing something. Say something, Lord. He's doing something right now with the body of Christ. And there's a lot of people. The Bible talks about there's a shaking going on, and everything that will be shaken will be shaken. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken. And there's a lot of people that was hanging on by their mama's apron, and then the shaking happened and they fell off. And they're falling off and they're like, oh. And they're walking away. They're walking away from the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. How sad, how sad. Can you just grab on and not let go? Can you grab on to Jesus this morning and say, Lord, I'm not going to let go until you bless me. Lord, I'm not going to let go until you change my name. This is who I used to be, but I no longer want to be that person. Lord, now I want to walk in confidence and victory. I want to walk with you, Lord. I want to walk, Lord, right where you want me to be, not where I want to be. Jesus said, you shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have struggled with God and with man and have prevailed. You got connected. You see, when you hang on and you keep holding on and you don't let go, just like Jacob, he got connected. He said, now guess what? He had to get his socket hooked up. He got hurt. He got wounded. He got messed up because he was trying to do things in his own strength. And he says, you know what? I'm going to try. And how many of you know God will always remind you where you were and where you're going? Jacob walked with a limp the rest of his life. Some of us are walking with limps this day. We're walking with limps, not in the natural, but in the spiritual. We're walking with spiritual limps, but we're not the same person we used to be. There's a lot of people who will look at you and say, well, he's got a limp. Yeah, but I'm not who I used to be. Thank God. Amen. Can you just say, thank you, Jesus, for me not being who I used to be? Come on, Jesus. Israel means prevailed. Jacob overcame his flaws. We need to learn how to overcome our flaws. We need to be empowered by God. We need to be free from our buffering. If you're still buffering this morning, I'm going to tell you, just get connected. Just get connected. Just get closer to God. Walk a little closer. Talk to Him. Pray. Intercede and say, God, I need you. Don't let go. Say, hang on. Until you get your name changed, until you get your blessings, until you say, this is what I've been looking for. Because you know what? There's a lot of people that come to church and they're searching, and they really are, but they're not ready to commit. They're just ready to go to church. They want, like I said earlier, we all want the good things, the vacuum, the God vacuum. The space that's empty, that little spot that you know is not right. There's little places we all have that's not right, and we need to get it fixed. The Lord's here this morning and say, I'm ready, I'm able to fix you. No pastor, no deacon, no elder, nobody can fix you. You got to get before Jesus, and you have to wrestle with God until you get connected. And when you get connected, hallelujah, here comes Israel. Woohoo! I love it. I love it when we get connected. I love it when I come into the throne room of God. I love to find out that Jesus is here. Amen? Do you love it when you come into the presence of God? And when you walk in and you reach through the crowd and you touch the hem of His garment? Or when you come into the throne room of God and climb up in His lap and say, Daddy, help me. He says, I'm here for you, son. I'm here for your daughter. I've got a plan for your life. Don't give up. Say, don't give up. Oh, look at your neighbor one more time. Say, don't give up. Oh, y'all scared to talk to him. Don't give up. Jacob answered and says, Tell me your name, I pray. He was asking God. Now he realized that this was God because God touched him. Too many times we don't know who God is. We live in lies and we're doing Jesus stuff, and we don't understand God. We don't understand what truly is God. There's a lot of people that just think God is church. If I just go to church, I met God. Man, you can meet God out on the street. You can meet God anywhere you are. You got Jesus in your heart and your mind and your soul. Learn to have that balance. Learn to realize that we're body, soul, and spirit, and there needs to be a balance so that we can walk in the spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You see, if we're fulfilling the lust of the flesh, we're not walking in the Spirit. If we're doing what we want to do, we're not walking in the Spirit. Read your Bible. Pray. Intercede for people. Watch what God wants to do in and through you. He tell me your name. And of course, God said, why you ask me my name? Because we need the blessings. And he blessed him because he was truly seeking God. He wasn't just playing church. And the word says this, for you have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. So I've called you Israel. I'm calling you, I'm changing your name. You have come and met God face to face, and you have prevailed. Now, when I say prevailed, and when you read prevailed, you should go back and look it up, because it does not mean I beat you. See, he didn't beat God. He prevailed through his spirit. He prevailed over his body. He prevailed over his will. And he allowed himself to be repentive spirit. And God blessed him because of his heart condition was changed. Too many of us don't want to change our hearts. We just want to do things for Jesus, but we don't want our hearts changed. Lord, don't mess with my heart. Don't mess with me. I don't want to truly follow you. Genesis 32:2 says, therefore, to this day, all of the children of Israel do not eat the muscle, the shank, which was the hip socket, because they touched the socket of Jacob's hip, and the muscle was the shank. Israel had that limp the rest of his life. He remembered his encounter. He remembered his encounter. He remembered his conversion, if you will. How many of you remember your conversion? And you remember the day that you said, Lord, I no longer want to do this. I no longer want to do this thing that is destroying me. Lord, I surrender. I surrender all. And we quit singing the song of I surrender some. Some of us have our limps that we remembered when we came before the throne of God. I'm just here this morning because I know the Lord told me to tell you, are you buffering? Are you just doing things for doing things' sake? Or do you really want to know Jesus? Do you want a closer walk with Him? If you want a closer walk with Him, I'm going to just ask you if you can. Get up and come on down here because the Lord wants to do it. He wants you to confess before men that you love Jesus Christ. And this is how we do it here. We just ask you to come on down and just let me pray for you real quick. If you could just prepare yourself to receive right now what God has in store for you. Because I believe He's doing something, but it's up to you. I can't force it on you. I can't make you do it. I'm not going to make you do it. God is not, He's a gentleman. He just wants to touch your heart, your mind, and your soul and let you know that today's the day. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait for somebody else to do something for you. Say no. I'm not going to just wait on somebody else to do something for me. I'm going to surrender. I'm going to repent. I'm coming before you today, Lord, with a grateful heart, with a heart that says, Lord, I'm a sinner. I have been a sinner. Lord, I repent. And today, Lord, I want to change my direction and walk with you with all kind of fire and new zeal. And I want to change the direction of my life and get it right. If that's you, say amen. Father, we come before you this morning. Lord, we glorify your name. We magnify your name. We know, Lord, this morning that you've touched some lives. You've changed some decisions. Lord, you've made a way where there seems to be no way. Lord, you are an awesome God. And today, Lord, we repent. Lord, we change the direction that we were going. And this day, Lord, we decide to follow after you. This day, Lord, we're going to stop the buffering, Lord, and we're going to have a connection with you like never before. Lord, we want to walk in newness of life. Lord, we want to walk with you daily, oh God. Lord, tomorrow morning, Lord, this evening, Lord. Lord, all week long when we wake up, we're going to start praying and asking you, Lord, what direction do you have for me today? Today, say today. Today. Lord, I repent. Lord, and I want to do it right. Lord, you've put a hunger inside of my heart, my soul. Lord, that I want to run after you with all of my heart, soul, and mind. Lord, I no longer want to do it my own way, but I want to follow you. Jesus, Holy Spirit, come. Say, come, Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Lord, let me feel your presence each and every day that I might know you more, that I might come and get closer to you, that you will come closer to me, because I know I need to get closer, Lord. I'm too far. I'm walking away. And Lord, I want to get back what's right. In Jesus' name, and everyone said amen. Amen. Hug somebody in Jesus' name. Tell them you love them. Huh? What? I love you.